Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I had a Spanish teacher, which I tell that story all the time. My favorite Spanish teacher was Señor Williams. And
but I'd rather do the hair tomorrow. That's what I want to do.
I'm getting this fixed today.
He has to have it corrected. Right.
Yeah, take your headphones off first. Take your headphones off.
I cut my own hair. Right?
Okay. All right. You're hijacking the segment. Yes, go ahead. But if he's getting it fixed, we have to see it today.
Yeah, we got to see it today.
We do, yeah.
All right, so he cut his own hair. The front, let me look at the front first. It looks good. Well, now he's showing me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What did you do?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm so mad at my computer. Anyway, it's...
Oscar probably doesn't realize that's a Steve Martin reference from many years ago.
Yeah, he comes on stage and he does this whole bit where he says, I'm so mad at my mother. She's 103 years old or whatever. And
she asked me for $10 for some food. And I said, hey... I work for a living.
And then he says, but I got her working on the transmission in my car. Steve Martin in the early days, man.
Oh, God, his stand-up, yeah.
You know, a banjo playing, you know, serious business of comedy guy after his bad movies.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. The debate used to rage between Don and myself about who was funnier, Robin Williams, or Steve Martin, and Steve Martin won. No, I don't.
By attendance, yeah, he won.
Yeah, attendance. Yes, he's still with us. Not funny. Too soon,
Mike. You know what that is? That's very dark. It's very dark. It's gotta stop. Gotta
see if I can find that. What's your favorite Steve Martin bit, Rob? Just out of curiosity.
You know what? I will still occasionally dust off King Tut. I thought that was such a great song because it was
You are such a pop culture guy. You are a radiophile and a pop. And you were that was
not even
pounded down your throat,
right?
That's King Tut, God.
But you know what?
That was Saturday Night Live, too.
But the Wild and Crazy Guy LP, the one with him with the balloon hat on the front. I would say if I were to drop a needle on it right now, I could still recite most of it.
Okay, but not all his films were garbage, right? Like, I know that you probably don't have a soft spot for Roxanne like I do for some reason, because I saw it in the theater as a kid.
Did you ever see The Jerk?
Yeah, of course. I'm someone. Like when he's running around with the Yellow Pages, right?
Right. Things are going to happen to me now.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think I only saw that movie... after we started working together, because you guys were talking about it, and I was like, I got to see this movie. And it held up.
Oh, it's very good. Very, very good. Be courteous, kind, and forgiving. Be gentle and peaceful each day. Put a live chicken in your underwear. Go in a closet and suck eggs.
He had an invention, right? That's what made him all the money?
It was a glasses thing. The nose something.
It kept the glasses on your nose.
On your nose. And the guy who was the co-inventor was Bill Macy from Maud.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working for Jackie Mason at the gas station.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Steve Martin back, you know, he had one of the greatest comedy albums of all time. It was truly
I read that he stopped doing, and again, we probably discussed this here, and I don't know what special was on. He stopped actually performing that comedy because everybody, once the albums came out, everybody knew the jokes.
Yeah, it was kind of like the old thing where the old entertainers would do one TV show and 60 million people saw their act, and so their act was no good anymore. People used to tour on the same act for 20 years, and then they'd go do like the Ed Sullivan show, and it's done. It's like, what else have you got?
I'm so mad at my mother. I don't know. She's 102 years old. She called me up the other day. She wanted to borrow $10 for some food. I said, hey, I work for a living. So I loan her the money. I have one of my secretaries take it down. And yesterday she calls me up and says she can't pay me back for a while. I said, what is this bull? So I worked it out with her. I'm having her work on my transmission.
That's the joke. I get it now.
And if she can't fix that, I'm having her move my barbells up to the attic.
There you go.
That's funny.
That was
he was the first comic that was like selling out big arenas, and that sort of went by the wayside until Dane Cook came around. And I believe he actually reached out to Dane Cook, and they commiserated on what it's like to be the scary big comedian in the world.
Man,
because those
Dane
were two.
Yeah, I know that's when
off.
It gets terrible.
Jeez. Yeah.
Don't do that. Please don't break it down. Don't analyze why you're so. As soon as a comedian enters that realm of why you're so funny, is when it's not funny. I hate that. It drives
beware,
me out of my
beware,
mind.
Beware, Kristen Wiig. Beware. Yeah. Beware. It's
Will
happening.
Ferrell. So when we came up with the cheerleader sketch, we were, shut up. Comedy's born out of fast moving stuff, right? You never know what's going to happen when you analyze
it. So
it's
I
lucky.
Saw a woman working at Target, and I said, what if I was working at Target?
What is... what is that chip that says I gotta get credit for that? Like
it's like it's not good enough to get like a movie deal, become
and
a cast member on Saturday Night Live to attain national fame, to have people in a packed audience that wait for months for tickets, scream with laughter at what you do, to go into a comedy club and be the headliner. It's not good enough for that. You have to get on and talk about the process, and it is maddening, but, and there's nothing worse than a comedian overanalyzing his own comedy. Jerry Seinfeld
I've never heard a comedian say, I was in the writing room with my team,
right,
and so and so said this, and then we piggyback this. Like that'd be a breath of fresh air where you would say, okay, let's just say this. Rob started out with this thought, Mike came up with this, I added this, but collectively it was like that's how we came up with that concept.
Well, yeah,
like,
I mean, comedy is so collaborative. You know that if they take all the credit, first off, they're lying because they had to at least bounce it off somebody.
Right.
They had to do that.
Right. Yeah. I just don't like it when they do it. It takes away from the irreverence of it. You know, I like it just to be spontaneous and move on. Speaking of non-spontaneous and not all that funny, it's time for the mailbag, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Let's dive into that right now. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. It's too busy looking for Steve Martin. I got sidetracked there at the beginning of the show. And welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you along on hump day.
Hey, Mike, what day is it? What day is it?
They should redo that commercial.
When I came up with the hump day commercial, I was sitting alone in a room.
Wouldn't it be funny if... welcome to Madison Avenue. Hi, I had the concept of flow. I said... you know, there are lots of pretty models out there. Why don't we get a woman who looks like a horse and put lipstick on her and make her an iconic character? Oh, are you worried that I'm offending
mediocre? She's a five, but calling her a horse, I don't think
she has more of an earthy look.
Reminds me of somebody I used to hang out with back in my Manassas days.
Oh, okay.
It really does. Like, you know,
that's close to
a Manassas 10. Nasty woman. Now the mailbag for you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, man, if time allows, can you guys please wish my box wife, Marika, a happy birthday? She turned 31 yesterday. By the way, I recently asked her who in TMOS Nation she would most want to be in lockdown with. She went number 3, Carla, number 2, Shannon, and number 1, let me make sure I've got it here. Everything on, nothing's been on today. The number 1 seed who she'd like to be in lockdown with is Rob Spiewak.
Nice.
Ooh, Rob Mobber for life. Look at this.
Yes. If not for the cocktails and all the vinyl. Oh, and please tell Carla to quit hitting Mike. It's giving her ideas.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Carla hits me a lot during the regular show.
Spousal abuse.
Mark Serrard. Thank you, Mark. And happy birthday, Marika. Happy birthday number 52 to Mr. Tom Williams. The big day was May 10th. Attaboy, Tom.
Tom. Tom Williams.
Tom Williams. I had a Spanish teacher, which I tell that story all the time. My favorite Spanish teacher was Senor Williams. And he would come into class, and every fall, he'd say,
I got this on my trip to Mexico.
And he'd bring his show and tell to Mexico because he was such a dedicated teacher that he would travel to Mexico to speak the language and
to see the donkey show.
See the donkey show. I got this in Tijuana. Who knows? Sunny your days.
I didn't know you did an impression of him. We've heard you talk of him, but I didn't know he spoke like that.
All right, my name is Senor Williams.
Mike, Oscar, and Rob, I love listening to the cocktail party shows. Oh, a lot of you are telling us that. Thank you for them. I was wondering if you could wish my wonderful husband, Pete Dantro, Private Eye. A Quinn Martin production, Pete Dantro, Private Eye. Happy birthday, Pete. I guess she said it would be amazing. He is 65 years young. Oh, somebody older than me. Nice. We don't find people like that.
Nice.
Way to go, Pete Dantro.
Dantro.
When you're in trouble, you call Dantro. What's the name? Dantro. Pete Dantro. You know what I watched last night?
What's that?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. God, is that movie. That's already. It's like Inglourious Basterds, a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Classic.
You can watch again and again and again and again.
I think the third time might be the best viewing because you start picking up on stuff you don't even realize.
I mean, when you talk about his. I hope he doesn't stop. He's too young to stop. Mm-hmm. I hope, you know, when I watched Django Unchained and I watched Inglourious Basterds, and I was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm a mega fan. He's a nut and he's a weirdo. But Quentin Tarantino, please don't stop making movies.
Please don't.
Please. Anyway, love Chrissy and Pete Dantro. Happy birthday. Appreciate that. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, friends. I'm kindly making my birthday request. My favorite sound in the world is Charlie's laugh. Oh, of course that's coming today when I have no throat. It would truly make my day.
Is Charlie
this
around?
This is from Laurie Sandler, Canada. Hold on just a second, Rob. Just give me a second here. It's like when I'm trying to pad a little bit and you go, is Charlie here that he can come in right now immediately when Mike's trying to pad with my lack of timing after all these years? Thank you.
Hold on. I was going to ask Oscar if he thought how Charlie was doing during the quarantine.
The first thing you asked me was, is Charlie here? Is Charlie here? Can he come in now?
You could have just said, oh.
You, Rob.
Oh.
He didn't do his laugh. I don't know. Sometimes, man. Sometimes I feel like you're the ringmaster and I'm the animal. Anyway, thank you, Laurie Canada. We appreciate it. Gentlemen, I am writing a lot of edits in the first part of the show today. Sorry about that. I am writing to wish Matthew Russell of Herndon, Virginia, a very happy 52nd birthday. It was last Sunday. He's a great guy. He has been a longtime listener, supporter, and fan of the show. So with that said, happy birthday, Matt. Thanks so much. Marsha Branson. Marsha Branson married Pete Dantro. I don't know what I did today. Mike, I love listening to the cocktail party shows. Have you noticed that Shannon sounds a lot like Ruth Langmore, Julia Garner from Ozark, especially when she gives Pony what for? Please advise.
Oh, my God.
And you all stay safe. Rick F. from Jonesboro, Tennessee.
It's her Southern Maryland roots.
And it comes through. Here is, I have this promo that we run with a very dead-on impression of Ruth, and you can use it, and you can picture Shannon talking like this, perhaps.
Ruth Langmore here. The first one to call me Curly Sue gets it right in the nuts.
All right, stop right there. Is Shannon around anywhere, or is
Shannon's
she downstairs?
On the second floor. Okay. I can call her up if you'd like.
That's okay.
Okay.
It could take too much time.
So this is actually spot on.
Yeah.
When we were watching Ozark, there are times when Shannon says things, and I will be like, man, that's Southern Maryland. You can't shake that, huh?
She's mad at Pony.
And I imagine when she's drinking, which she does not do that much, it just falls right out. I can't wait.
What are we this Friday?
Yeah.
Try to get her to,
loosen up.
By the way. What are the odds? Could Masiello put on a mask yet and just come in and sit in the...
Legally, we can't ask her to do that until after the 15th. So.
Whatever. Okay, sorry. I guess I was being very Trumpy there.
Okay.
What's the point? What's the problem? God, I was just being everything I'm not. Sorry about that. There's a message we have here from David Crook. It says, salutations. Here's a great but spooky coincidence for you guys. This afternoon, I'm writing this on Wednesday, May 6th, by the way. That was last week. Right. As I heard Mike relate his dream about being bitten by a snake, I had just left the emergency veterinary clinic where my dog was being treated for a rattlesnake bite.
Weird. Ooh.
He's an older boy, but pretty healthy, very sweet and brave, and his odds are good. I'll keep you posted. Well, it was May 6th. I wish we had an updated letter. Meanwhile, probably we know by now. I mean, not sure. To be cruel, but by the way, Winslow, 3 weeks old tomorrow.
I saw the most recent pictures. He is turning into a sweet boy.
Yeah, if you say so.
Is he packing?
They look like...
Oh, yeah.
I'll get to the... I don't want to talk about the dogs.
Nice.
Yeah. Let me see. Meanwhile, maybe you guys, especially Mike, should try to stay away from the wilderness for a few days. I live in Southwest Florida. There's no such thing as wilderness down here. It's basically Starbucks and pavement.
You got a python.
And a golf course. Python and a sanitized golf course. The snakes died in this golf course like 40 years ago. You know, if you see a snake in our community, it's just like, oh my God, landscapers everywhere. Help me. Jason Griffinhagen, Jason Griffinhagen, he writes, I was just wondering if you knew that the Prime Minister of Spain's name is Pedro Sanchez.
I vetted this. This is true.
I hope you have some audio for this. That would
Mike,
be
I actually have, if you'd like to go for it. I have.
Isn't that something? How about that? The Prime Minister of Spain is Pedro Sanchez?
Yes. And I have tape of him at when he was running for Prime Minister.
All right.
This is his campaign.
This is not
speech.
The King of Spain. This is the Prime Minister of Spain, who's a political animal. And
an elected official. And he had to campaign, and this is his speech. This is from the whatever the Spanish version of CNN is.
Thank you for giving that to me.
Up next, I hope you'll enjoy a skit by Pedro Sanchez.
Pedro. If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true. Thank you.
He won.
And Rob, it's Pedro Sanchez.
Pedro Sanchez, a skit. From Pedro Sanchez.
From Pedro Sanchez. That's the more you know. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
That was great.
I liked that. That was worth the whole minute. Hello, man. I just need to say thank you to the entire TMOS team for the daily shows. You are still bringing amazing content during everything that's going on. I love it. I'm on not in Long Island, New York, where I work for an essential pharmacy company. I won't go into the details of what's going on there regarding our treatment by corporate and customers, but suffice to say, it hasn't been ideal, I bet. Between the stress of work and the constant and unending beam of information to our faces while at home, the last 2 months have been a lot. I would just like to say thank you for your daily dose of normalcy and funny. Even when the show gets deep, it's nice to have your voices to get me through the day. My most sincere thanks for being there for all of us. All of the best, and wearing my TMOS hoodie. Oh, thanks for buying those hoodies and t-shirts, people.
Yep.
We're working on the Asport thing. I haven't seen a design I like yet.
Got a few
be
in.
Be honest with
got
you.
Got a few
yeah,
in.
Yeah, might have to. We'll see.
Iterations.
Carrie Farrell, thank you very much. And finally, Don Shelley asks, based on the cocktail party shows, are you guys going to be making... I hate pony t-shirts. That's a bit of an idea.
A deep cut. Right
in the
there.
Pipeline. It, yeah, it might
really
be a very limited edition.
I hate pony. Oh, my God. That's it. I hate pony. It could work. Rob, start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know what happened last month without anybody noticing? This is for real. Webster's Dictionary expanded the definition of the word literally to include the way it's commonly misused. So the thing is, we no longer have a word in the English language that means literally. I mean, literally doesn't have a synonym. So we're going to have to find the Latin word for it and use it. But see, I don't know any Latin. So when I say that I am literally going to set fire to this building with you in it before I hand over the keys to it, you don't know if I'm speaking figuratively or literally. Savannah's offering $81 per share, so if this is about money, you'll accept $82 from me, right?
Mom?
I am offering you one full dollar per share more than Savannah. I'll raise the cash and have an offer sheet to you before your birthday.
I tend to doubt it,
but... Oh, get the out of my boardroom, kids.
Are you out of your mind?
I think he's trying to say you don't have $4 billion.
How much do I have?
I don't know, but it's somewhere in the ballpark of nothing close to $4 billion!
Charlie, did I ever tell you about the time my parents saw You Can't Take It With You on Broadway?
That was $42,000.
No, $42,350, and it was the last 350 that were the hardest. Sold my clothes, dealt a little weed.
Mom.
Oh, I'm just kidding, I didn't sell my clothes. Moses and Jesus are playing golf. Moses steps up to the tee and hits a beautiful shot, 250 yards, straight down the middle of the fairway. Jesus steps up to the tee and hooks the ball into the trees. Jesus looks up into the heavens, raises his arms. A thunderclap rings out. Rain pours down, and a stream rises among the trees. The golf ball floating on top finds its way into the mouth of a fish. Then a bird flies down and takes the fish and the ball out over the green, drops it in the cup for a hole-in-one. Jesus turns to Moses with a satisfied grin, and Moses says, "Look, you want to play golf or you want to f*** around?"
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Happy, happy Wednesday hump day, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you're wearing masks when you go outside. Hope you're washing your hands. Hope you're occasionally wearing gloves. Hope you're avoiding the idiot in your neighborhood that decides nothing's going to affect him. And more importantly than anything, I hope you are taking care of yourselves. Yourselves, and looking out for number one, because in this case, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think you have to take care of yourself in these times, because you can't really buy into whatever anybody's saying, because they're all contradicting each other. Our show today brought to you by MyBookie. Listen up, guys. There's a UFC event tonight.
Oh, I think I bought it.
I hope I have it. And there's another one this Saturday. That's real sports action, and you can bet on it at MyBookie. Take the action to the next level. That's what we have right now. UFC is what we have. It's fantastic. If you're... People in your house don't like the extraordinary violence. Well, you know, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm a barbarian. I like it. It's better than boxing. I've always said that. Real sports action is what counts. MyBookie has all the casino fun you crave as well. Blackjack, roulette, slots, war, more action, baby. And this week, MyBookie has a blackjack tournament.
Yes.
And the jackpot is already over $190,000.
Mike?
Carla? anyway. All you need to do is make a deposit and you're in, baby.
That's it.
Nice.
Carla, we're going to get into a blackjack tournament, please. Thank you.
Please, please.
Remember, please. May I play in the... Can we play in the blackjack tournament this week on MyBookie? Please, 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 please. What? I can't hear you.
How much will it cost?
It's just a deposit. You make a small deposit in MyBookie, and you get to play in the tournament.
We'll talk. You're supporting an advertiser.
Look at this.
You do that.
So come over here and show everybody.
Can't win if you don't play.
Yeah. Come on, show everybody. Yeah. For that douche that was giving you a hard time. Come over here. You look fantastic. Look at how strong you look. Stand up here, please. I want the world to see this today. Look at this. You know what? I'm going to pull the camera over there. Here. Hi, Michael. Don't step. Can you just come over here? Look. Look at that.
Look at that.
There's a certain segment of the audience really enjoying that. Wow. There you go.
That's what we call it.
You look hot.
A slow,
you look beautiful.
A slow clap, Mike. Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah. Fat man with a hot wife. Anyway, MyBookie is what we were talking about.
Mike, every now and then. You still got the high T. Congratulations.
Boy, every now and then.
Yeah.
Maybe that's good too. The whole package works. Third Love. Oh, Third Love. Well, we're doing another commercial now,
so
Carla.
Play with
How about that?
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, God. MyBookie has live casino dealers online. That's right. MyBookie has professional dealers. What kind of show is this?
It's a great show.
Live on-site 24/7. Little of everything. God, we can do that every day. I'm talking. She looks good a lot. Don't get me wrong, but I mean that was a particular.
And they like it a lot.
I got to show you off.
Yeah, Damone.
My boogie. My boogie has live casino dealers online. That's right. My boogie has professional dealers at their tables live on site 24/7. Somebody tell my boogie the commercial they got today. Please. Okay.
Yeah.
They got a little extra sizzle on
You're
their.
You're
gonna
have to send it in two files. It's a pretty long one.
I've signed up and I love it. We need it now more than ever. Visit mybookie.ag and use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in a cash bonus, all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Being stuck at home just got a lot better.
Yes.
Now, I've already put in my deposit. Not to take the commercial and hijack it and make it for me.
No.
Does that mean that I can't get in the blackjack tournament?
You probably have to make another deposit.
Just sweeten the pot a little bit. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Myboogie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid.
Perfect.
Man, I love that.
Perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, gambling. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara
Show,
everybody. Okay. Yeah, yesterday or the day before, you two, right before we went on the air, we're talking about a former regular participant in the Mike O'Mara Show, and a man who is a fixture at Podcast Village, and a man who, the last we talked about him, was in a very weird way making an announcement that he was getting married.
Right.
And then you were talking about Rofo.
Weird
and
as
Oscar,
in llamas what? And alpacas were involved.
Yeah, because he went for his engagement photos. Was it a llama farm?
Yeah,
a petting zoo.
Yes.
No, it was exclusively llamas, I believe, and it ended up with him getting spit on, or the bride getting spit on, because that's what they do. But right. This is a pre-COVID. Now, you know, this also goes way back. They've had what I won't call it a rocky relationship, but I will say that the relationship has a checkered past.
It started out rocky.
Started out rocky. Yes. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And then when he announced his engagement, we were all kind of like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think we all said, if this is what you want, this is what you want, supportive, yeah, we're happy, do your thing.
Tell you what I want, what I really, really want, but I want one llama spitting.
I think we established that Rob Ford, this is who we're talking about, one of our friends, he started out as an intern here, worked with Tony Perkins, and worked his way up, and now is one of the premier editors here at Podcast Village.
One of our better intern hires, and he was off the street.
Part of the family.
Off the street intern, yeah.
Showed up on Mike's stoop, and then now he's in our life. And I consider him a dependent of mine in one way or another.
One of your children?
I should file for him in my taxes when I do.
He's a dependent. He has gone to hockey games with Mike, sat next to Mike at hockey games. He brought
his hookah. It was like sitting next to a food truck.
And he brought his hookah to Mike's family home in Maine.
He doesn't weigh as much as I do, but you know, I sat next to, that was back when I went to two sporting events back to back with people associated with the show.
He's boxy.
Rob Ford and RJ.
He's boxy.
And RJ, forget it with his way. RJ is like 3 feet tall and 7 feet wide. And that was frustrating.
But it's fun watching RJ on 90 Day Fiancé.
Right. Rofo from shoulder to shoulder is the size of the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, he is. He's 6 lanes.
And it was right. So he's getting me. You said something the other day where you shouldn't say this on the air, but you're going to anyway.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Because Rob, just for some background, I just got. No. Rob Spiewak, he's. Like, he's a busybody, and I love this about him. Like, he knows everything that's going on, especially if it's on Facebook.
Well, this came across my page.
Yeah, and I just picked up a new phone because remember how I subscribed to leasing the phones?
Yeah.
So my lease was finally up for a upgrade. So I finally got the iPhone 11, and
finally,
when you change over phones, the worst part is getting all your passwords and everything back in place.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I actually actively did on my end was I hit pause on Facebook and I didn't put my creds back in simply because it was too distracting. It felt like my social time when it tells you the end of the week, like what you've been doing, it felt like it was taking up too much of my time. I said, you know what? For a couple weeks, I'm just not going to look at Facebook and I'm going to see how much more productive I can actually be in my real life.
All right.
And Rob, out of the blue on Monday's show, drops a bomb on me. He says, Rob Ford's wedding has been rescheduled. And I mean, I said, rescheduled? He goes, no, let me say that again. Rob Ford's wedding has been altered. And I'm sitting here, my
altered?
Altered beast, like something different is now happening.
And I assumed you had seen it, but I didn't know you were off Facebook at the time. So what happened is his fiance posted, and this came across my timeline,
right.
And I'll read it because I printed it out. And it goes, As some of you may know, Robert and I had to cancel our upcoming wedding since it would no longer be safe to gather our 75 guests.
Okay.
Makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We decided that COVID-19 wasn't going to stop us from marrying, so instead we are having a small backyard ceremony with about 6 of our immediate family at the end of the month. So it would be the end of this month, I assume. So coming up. The best thing to come out of all of this is how supportive our friends and family really are. Today we received in the mail some of the best handmade gifts ever from Robert's Aunt Margaret. It's strange times we're living in, but we have to keep moving forward. And the picture she posted is Rob and her in masks that say bride and groom.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah,
isn't that nice?
Right? Super sweet.
He looks happy. I love those crazy kids. Yeah.
And I spoke to Rob yesterday, and I told him, I said, you know what? Good for you. Not only are you still getting married, you're saving a lot of money. And when I look back on my own wedding reception, I remember very little of it. I mean, it's a big party for a lot of people.
You had a good one, though. You had a lot of radio people there.
I know that it was at the...
Didn't have Joe Theismann there.
It was the Moose Lodge.
Yeah. It was at the Moose Lodge, and when I came back to work a week later, there was about 9 or 10 stolen items from the Moose Lodge on my desk at WJFK, because when you invite radio people to a wedding reception, they steal things. Yeah, right. It was very nice. It was a good reception, but you know what?
Yep.
It's really not for the bride and groom. The reception is for the guests, and I think what they're doing is great.
That's my one regret from, if I can make it about me for the moment. I should have invited you guys. I should have invited
Oscar. I do. Here's the thing.
Yeah,
you and I perhaps cut out of the same cloth. Even though you hadn't taken the plunge, you know, it's an anxiety thing for you.
It sure is.
Yeah.
You know, and in my case, this was number three, and number two was big.
I feel lucky to be invited to at least some of your weddings.
Number two. Rob came to number two.
Yeah, I did. It was fantastic.
And number three. Number two was...
It was a hell of a party.
I wish that the woman that I was right for and I had married at number two and not number three. Because number three was very small, beautiful, but very intimate with my daughters and my mother-in-law and her boyfriend at the time and Carla and me. And that was it. And our friend Howard, who owned Poplar Springs Inn. It was very nice, but it was teeny, teeny, tiny.
I have to ask about the big one. The big one, do you have a lot of fond memories for it, or is it sort of a fog? Because there's so much going on.
I remember how cool it was to have, you know, big time celebrities there and to have the big band, the Gene DiNotti Orchestra, you know.
You let me sing in front of the band.
Yeah, I thought the toast given by my, you know, brother-in-law was wonderful there. I thought it was funny that Joe Theismann, you know, showed up late.
In a red jacket.
I thought it was cool that I had both a Super Bowl MVP and a Norris Trophy winner in the same reception hall. That was a big deal for me. And then it all went to shit.
I had to mention that. It's fine. I thank you for the context.
I love the fact that that was your takeaway. The sportsman.
My takeaway looking back is I remember during that time getting ready for the wedding, we were just like I was finishing up business school, but also the idea of opening Podcast Village was just percolating.
Right.
And the same month that we started building Podcast Village is the month I got married. And the entire time, this list of people that, by the way, I think we might have had like seven to ten like family members on the Santana side at most. The rest, the other 20, were the Katies.
Right.
And my sister coming in town, she's like, oh, I thought like Mr. O'Mara and Rob and everybody was going to be here. I said, no, did you see the guest list? Like, it's for my wife. This is just for my wife. If it were up to me, we would have done Justice of the Peace and banked those dollars and moved on.
Right.
Right.
But now.
So it's just your family. And how many total Katies did you have?
20.
20.
Mike, if you're going to have a wedding, you have to invite your kin.
I don't know if that's accurate, but I'm not here to confirm or deny. I will say this.
There's some CB interference coming through here. I don't know what that is.
Her immediate siblings
yes.
all serve this country proudly. And if I'm not mistaken, her brother is a colonel in the Navy, if I have that right. But yeah, all very kind. But I remember the day just being about her. And really looking back at it, if I would have had you, Mike, and everybody, the Chad, Drab, And I had walked into a hot yoga studio where the actual nuptials happened.
And it was hot.
Because they didn't turn off the hot yoga studio.
Right.
I would have been mortified. I can sweat in front of my parents and relatives. I don't know.
But you would have been more. Well, that's the whole thing. You're worried about. It's a privacy issue.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, that's our whole lives. We try to control our privacy. That's what makes Friday cocktail parties so, you know, incredibly tense and fun for our listeners, because our privacy inevitably gets violated.
Yeah. And then that's also a layer thing, because if you were to invite one person from the Big O and Duke show, you have to invite several people from the Big O and Duke show. If you were to invite Mike, you would have to invite me, or vice versa. And it goes, then it turns, and instead of just one more, it's 10 more, 20 more.
Speaking of embarrassing and lack of privacy, is your wife planning on showing up on Friday night?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she is.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's a regular date now.
Reconfirmed.
That means she's liking it. That's good. So, she wouldn't do it if she didn't.
So with Rob Ford, I never got to save the date.
I don't know that they had ever set a date.
No, they set a date, and then it changed. And I don't need one. I mean, maybe he doesn't want me.
So
there.
Do you think he was having a big wedding with 85 people and didn't invite you guys?
That's the difference. If you have like 30, like, I guess, and less, I get it. It's like your immediate family.
Right.
But if you're having 75 people.
75 to 85 people,
yes.
I would imagine, especially a person who's put some shekels in his pocket.
No, I don't have to look at it that way. I thought we were friends.
I look at it that way with all of you. That's the way I look at it. But anyway, I mean, that's...
I thought he would invite you, Oscar, just so you could buy him another pair of shoes.
So have you broached the subject since you've seen him?
No, and I don't know... I don't know if it... Well, I know... Look, I know for sure it's not my place. But when we were working together, and I think this is probably happening, these interpersonal friendships that you thought were friendships are probably falling apart in front of people's eyes from work, because you realize that these like momentous moments.
Yeah.
And this is the thing.
Easy to not invite someone you're not seeing anymore.
You can invite me, and the odds are I'm probably not going to go, but I'm going to look into your registry and light you up in a nice way. I'm going to buy you a sweet present for all of you out there.
Right.
Probably not going to come 50-50, but you're going to get a sweet present from your boy.
Oscar sent a fondue set.
So my question to you is, should I be hurt by this at all? From a friendship level, work level, that I don't want to quantify that.
You know what I'm going to do?
Yes.
I'm just thinking right now. You know what I'm gonna, we missed number 10. I don't know how we did, but we missed the 10th anniversary when I was going to do everything. And I'm going to do it here. I'm going to make it a destination thing.
Oh, wow.
I don't think she's listening. I'm going to renew my vows. We had a tiny little wedding, and I'm going to invite people to the wedding. If they can make their way down to Florida for a weekend, I'm going to go ahead. When we get back together, when we're able to do that, we're going to do that. I'll figure out a way to do it on the cheap, because I'm not made of money anymore.
No.
You know, it's all been squandered.
Squandered.
I will try to do it in such a way. And I'm talking about... Maybe 50, I think 50 people will probably cover it. And I'm going to do that with Kyle. I'm going to surprise her. There, now everybody knows.
There you go.
Do not contact her online.
Do not say a word.
No words.
And busybodies, I'm not say don't get involved. About it. Don't get involved.
So he wasn't planning on having you at the wedding.
Well, I don't know that for sure, because this is, when Rob mentioned that they had to recalibrate their wedding.
Why should I have someone come to my wedding that tortured me all the time?
And there are six people there. I know. I'm just trying. I'm trying to groom him,
so to speak.
Yes. What I would say is that
literally
that six people there. I get that. That's immediate family. But I want to celebrate. If he's happy, I'm happy. Like, I want to celebrate this.
When I saw that picture that Rob put up, I am genuinely happy for Rofo.
He's getting married at the end of this month. How do I not know that?
I know. Well, he does. He doesn't trust you.
Oh.
He doesn't trust you. Mm. That's what it is.
It's okay to be hurt, right?
Yeah.
Look, I
never apologize for your feelings.
When I had my tumultuous relationship with Don Geronimo, relationships, Rob will tell you the same thing. It's scary. You don't want to bring the person you love into your arena. You can handle the barbs, but you don't know if the wife or the bride or the girlfriend and family can handle that.
We've all had
painful
missteps. Yeah, we've all had missteps.
I said F you to Rob in the beginning of the show. He knows I'm not, you know, sitting there and going to call him after the show and go, you did it. He says
you're not
going to
wait until about 7:30 and have a drink and call me tonight, Mike?
There's another guy. Oh, boy, do I miss that. But anyway, the thing about it is that it's a tough environment. Even the way we communicate arena. With other people, I'm told I'm harsh all the time. It's the world we live in at the same time. So we get nervous. That's what it is. Okay. He's nervous about. And you know what? It wasn't a good start with her. And the show.
Oh, we do have the backstory.
The backstory.
The backstory.
You're not going to get invited.
It was the human pinata.
Yeah. You know what? You are one of his closest friends in real life, Oscar. And have you met her yet?
I think there was an awkward handshake at an event once.
Because I don't know that she's ever. I've never seen her at Podcast Village.
No, I think she might have come out to Jimmy. Maybe. Or she was in the car and I was like, hey, when she was picking up Rob. She doesn't drive. It was different. I don't think I have.
Wheels are turning right now, fellas. Oh, my God. Wheels are turning. I'm getting an idea. Getting me an idea right now.
What's that?
Getting me an idea. They said the end of the month. Ooh, I'm thinking next week. Virtual bachelor party.
Yes.
Virtual bachelor party.
Oh, yeah. Great call.
You know, we should probably do that. I'm thinking, you know, what's the most important thing at a bachelor
party? The punch.
You know, we are across the street. You know what I mean?
Well, I have a card.
Careful what you say here, Oscar.
I have a card from the director of operations across the street.
You know, it wouldn't have to be like fully.
No, we're not animals.
But we could we bring a couple of them in for bachelor party?
Yeah, I mean, what about just like a burlesque show?
That's right.
So, well, you know, why don't we?
They'd have to wear a mask.
Not here, Rob.
What are the rules?
On Zoom.
Can we think about the rules of what we're allowed to do?
It would be on Zoom.
It would be a Zoom call from Good Guys.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I think that'd be exciting for him next week.
Yeah.
You know, when's the last time we had a little good old-fashioned skin on the Mike O'Mara show?
It'd be a bonus show deal.
Yeah.
Could it be a bonus show?
It'd be a bonus show deal.
I think
so. We might
do
the cocktail party next week. Would just be the hour and a half version. Then the bonus show would be...
But we'd have to broadcast that. It could be family-friendly.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be T-O-P-L-E-S-S, topless.
Yeah. Okay, let's say, anyway,
seem
thank
excited
you.
Excited about it.
So much to think about.
No, it doesn't have to be. Hey, I'm living that world, too. I might not be, I might come in tomorrow with a big N-O on that one. But no, I think it's tops.
It's something we should think about.
But one thing we can all agree on is that for a gift, everybody should get Rob a bottle of cologne.
In the event...
I've already given them
that it's, I know you have. You know, that it's closed.
You're hammered across
which
the street.
It probably would have to be, right? In our forum, we couldn't do that.
Yeah,
that's not.
I saw a beautiful burlesque show in Beverly Hills.
I remember
years ago. And it wasn't.
But no nudity.
There wasn't any nudity to it.
But if we are going to do that with our friends, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
We're just going to be like, hey, you know what you usually do? Don't do that.
Yeah,
don't
pump
do
that, your brakes, baby.
If it's not going to be that, you know, it's got to be. How do I put this delicately? Great body, great helmet, too. We'll take a
Mike,
break.
I'm on it.
And we'll come back with more.
Put our best top men on it.
Yeah, that was so sexist what I just said. Yeah.
I'm not getting that.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That guy here is talking to you about the Friday TMOS cocktail party and a bonus show. It features the men of TMOS and their wives. Who is in charge of these parties? It's the men. I mean, men are always in charge.
Who the hell are you talking to now?
No one, dear.
Have you been drinking again? Why do you drink so much?
I have no idea, dear. It's an escape.
You better straighten up.
As I was saying, check out the cocktail party this Friday on the TMOS Facebook page.
Stop talking and rub my feet.
Yes, dear.
Character voices, Mike. Character voices.
I enjoyed hearing that once. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by
Agreed.
Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can, but what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand. Skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. So you can stay hunkered down. And if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discount rates up to 62%. And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first class stamp. Wow. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. Savings for you. You save time and money, and it keeps you safe in these crazy times. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends. Stay safe, my friends.
Do you think Mr. Ford is going to... Do you think Rob Ford will stream his wedding like on Zoom?
I think that would be a wonderful idea.
We'll have to ask. Maybe we can book him for tomorrow's show.
But seriously, is there a chance we... I know you got a lot on your plate, Oscar, but you're there. Maybe we could work on a virtual little bachelor party.
Well, and, I think it's a great idea. It's a nice twist to our bonus show. But also, it wouldn't be much to just call someone and say, hey, like, come on over, pick up a webcam. I'll walk you through it on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And we have them right over in the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if they set up a webcam in the place? With great promotion. Yeah.
Well,
just put a webcam up there and they don't have to take anything off and they just stand up on the pole.
We're stimulating the economy.
Amen, stimulation.
Brother. I think that'd be a wonderful idea. Of course, that'd be probably tough to track them down. Anyway, welcome back to the the Mike O'Mara Show. TV recommendation. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Do I love me the British stuff?
Yeah, you've been on that.
Here's what the Brits do better than anybody. They do the mini series. I love the short-lived TV dramas. There's a name for them, but I think it's a mini series, but they're like
Self-contained in like 6 or 8
they're
episodes,
self-contained.
Right?
The story, beginning, middle, end, I love it. It's called Safe. It's on Netflix. It's got Dexter in it in the starring role, and it rocks. It's crisp. It's fun. It's got intrigue, and it takes you away, and you can devour it in a very short period of time. There are a lot of those little series out there. I like consuming my television where it's a final. You know, they do 8 episodes or something like that, and then it's over.
Like The Crown or
no,
seasons?
It's because The Crown's kind of a, you know, based on a reality of the royal family and a biopic that goes on and on. This
just
is
a miniseries, and that's it. It doesn't come back.
It's a miniseries crime drama, is all it is.
Michael C. Hall is the guy.
Michael
that played
C. Hall.
Yeah.
Michael C. Hall, who is, I didn't know. I think you can't tell. These guys are so wonderful with their dialects.
He's
you
British?
Don't know, but I think he's British. I'm pretty sure he's British. He certainly plays.
Because before
a British
that, he was on. He was on that show about the funeral.
Six
parlor.
Feet Under.
Yeah, he was on that show too. He wasn't British.
When you
there.
Told me Charlie Hunnam was
Charlie Hunnam, M.
He was.
Oh, I didn't find that out until I was sitting across from him.
I didn't know.
I
at
literally
all.
Didn't know Charlie Hunnam was British until I interviewed him in a trailer at like a concert. That's the same time I interviewed Katie Sagal for when they were doing Sons of Anarchy.
What?
And this is before it exploded.
A-listers.
You know?
A-listers now.
Michael C. Hall is American. Yeah. He was born in Raleigh, North Carolina.
That's amazing.
He should have a Southern accent.
His British dialect is fantastic.
Wow.
They interchange. These great, talented actors do that at will.
Yeah.
And I think as somebody who does dialects and... I would have a tougher time doing that dialect than Michael C. Hall did. It seamlessly plays a doctor. It's got murder. It's got kidnapping. It's got drugs.
Intrigue.
It's got intrigue. Mm. It's got kids. Mm. It's got adults. It's got neighborhoods. It's got money. It's got everything you want. It's called Safe. It's on Netflix. You will thank me later. And that's what I wanted to say.
Awesome.
I have this to
money,
say about that.
Honey.
That's exactly what it is.
How'd you find it?
I get recommendations from millions of people that are, you know.
Okay.
How about me being Donald Trump right there? Millions of people.
Lots
millions,
of people.
Million, I got last week alone 10,000 recommendations on television, you know, just like that. Before we get to break, I just wanted to do this very quickly.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to dwell on it. Might get in trouble, but I want to tell it. I went to, yesterday I told you I smashed my phone. I want to show it to you right now. I picked it up yesterday. All right. Here it is. There's the phone.
Oh,
perfect.
Nice.
Oh, look.
Perfect,
very
perfect,
nice.
Perfect.
Nice and clear.
There
did
it
you get
is.
A case for it yet?
Didn't get a case. Case on order. Coming. Put it back
nice.
In its old case.
Good
but
man.
It's in its old case right now. You see, I've got that. That's the the case
good.
That
good man.
We
good
got
man.
Here.
Good
there
man.
We go. Do it that
little,
way.
A little protection.
But I took it to You Break, We Screw. That's what I took it to. Had no choice. Had no choice. didn't have the time to send it into Apple. The Apple store was closed. I was very frustrated.
Sure.
it was like, it was absurd.
Okay, so I gave you a range of 75 to 150.
Right. You are, your top range was half of the price.
Oh my.
What?
It's a little under $3 bills.
Holy S. They're gouging. They
and
are
they
definitely
don't,
gouging.
And they don't
saw you coming.
Blink.
Yeah.
They don't blink.
Definitely
said, are you
gouging.
Kidding me? And he go, and they, you know that reaction you get when you say, I said, are you kidding me? He said, I get that.
Wow. No.
Yeah, we're screwing you. If you walk out the door, another guy's going to come in that we're going to screw. That's right. You break, we fix. Fix the price.
What
is what they do.
That tactic that says, if you leave, no big deal. Someone else is going to come in. Like, I don't know how that
the line to me,
you to a sale.
The line to me was the components that Apple sells them are exorbitant. That the screen that they have to purchase from Apple.
They're saying
is
this
exorbitant.
Is a certified screen.
Yes.
Okay.
When he said it was certified, did he snicker?
He didn't say certified, but is that what it is?
Well,
is that
well,
why
I mean,
he said,
that's
he
a
said
pretty
they
good
buy
line
their screens
if it's true.
From Apple.
I could okay, but see, this is where the devil is in the details. And what's done is done. If your phone isn't responding to your touch, and I've done this myself by accident.
I have this problem with Carrie.
When I've replaced my screen, one
not
of the
responding to your touch,
one
it's
of the,
horrible.
One of the iterations, there was a lag in the response time, and I remember going to Apple. They said, "Did you get this done by a third party?" I said, "Yes," and they said they put in a faulty part, which was like a fake screen, like
cheap glass,
that was not certified,
right?
And I was like, "F." And I had to pay them to do it again so it would work again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if your phone's working just fine and they actually use the certified third-party glass,
yeah,
then I could see it costing that much.
Well, I also probably could have gotten it done with AppleCare, but they're not open and I don't have the time to wait the 3 weeks to get a phone. I have
three
to have my
weeks.
Phone with me every day.
You know? You can't wait
or
that
whatever
long.
It is. I mean, I don't know how long it would take. Probably longer than that. Who
how
knows?
How long did Screw take?
2 hours.
Did you wait or did you like go back and come back? How'd you do it?
Yeah, I sat outside on the sidewalk. No, I, this is where there is a rule down here in my part of Florida. There is a rule that when, first of all, their protocols were solid. One person in the store, it's a little corner store in the mall area down here. Coconut Point.
Oh,
what a nice little place. Coconut Point. Welcome to Coconut Point.
Isn't that a popular dance down there?
The Coconut Point.
Is that where we stayed, Mike?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So I take it over
there. I
shared
a hotel room there.
Solid
one
Best
person
Buy there.
One person in the office at once. So you walk into the storefront. Only one. I walked in. There was a guy with jean shorts, a plaid shirt, and suspenders. Was he old? Yes, he was. So I walked in. The guy said, "No, I'm sorry. One at a time." And I waited outside the door. And I waited. And I waited. And I see him. This is what. If you're going, everybody's going to be old if you're lucky enough to live a long life.
Right?
This is advice to you when you get old, okay? Take your questions and shove them where the sun don't shine. If you've received your purchase, all right? If you've gotten something repaired, you've told them what was wrong and they fixed it and they hand it to you. So I see them come out about 2 minutes after I stand in back of the guy. And then I see, I can't hear him because it's sealed shut the door. And I see him going, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba. And 15 minutes later, he's talking and he goes to pick up his bag. Then he puts it down again. Then he goes to pick up his bag again. He puts it down again. Then when I picked it up 2 hours later, I walk in. I said, all right, I told Carla. Carla thinks I get ramped up over nothing, which I do. But I said, mark my words. I said, Carly, you're driving slow. You're driving slow. Mark my words. We're going to get there, and there will be one or two 90-year-old people in front of me. It's inevitable. They're everywhere. They come everywhere. And as we are driving into the parking space, I'm getting ready to get out of the car, and I see out of the corner of my eye, there he is. There Mr. Burns is limping his way to the front door, and it was another 20 minutes as the transaction was another guy picking up with that, 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 that. This is for airports, train stations, anywhere where you're in line. Just take your questions and get them all answered online or something. You're wasting everyone's time. And
I feel that older people. Well, I think that old people, especially in a situation if they have had to wait, they relish the time that they are the focus of attention, and they
and
make it last.
And if they're parting with their money, Rob, if they are parting with their money, they have to get every single question answered. And by the way, these are questions you will probably be asked by your wife when you get home. Just say, did they? I don't know. That's what I would do.
That's
it. Just be courteous. Be courteous, kind, and forgiving. We have to take a break, and I don't know why I'm bitching. I'm just bitching, having a bitchy day. It's a terrible time. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. I want Rob's booze list when we come back on the Michael Mara Show.
Hello, dear. We are in unprecedented times, and it's imperative that we do what we can to flatten the curve. That includes social distancing. Sometimes that's easy, like with my wife. But if it's a young, lovely voter, perhaps one who just turned 18, you may be tempted to reach out and touch them, ideologically, I mean, and harness their excitement to really embrace America. You mustn't do this. Now listen, keep to yourself, stare from a safe distance, make eye contact, purse your lips, perhaps a wink, connect to your imagination. Ooh. And remember, it's not creepy, because Bill said it's okay. You're saving lives. Be smart. Socially distance. Once this is over, we can all party like a rock star. But don't tell Hillary.
Thank you, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? Refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, so much lower than the national average credit card rate of over 19% APR. Ooh. That's the average rate.
That's not to mention
some of these rates will blow you out of the water. It's incredible. You will be so shocked. And this is smart for you and your finances. There are absolutely no fees. The application is quick and easy, and it's 100% online. You can even get your money as soon as the day you pay. Check out this actual LightStream testimonial.
I heard about LightStream on a podcast and was able to look on the website and get clear information. The application process was quick and easy.
Thank you, testimonial. Apply today and get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStr. Let me start again.
Please.
Let's spell it, Mike. Let's spell things. LightStream.com/TMOS. And now here comes the disclaimer.
Cut the music.
Even though I gummed up the spelling there. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. I'd offer subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com. Visit LightStream.com/TMOS for more information.
Done.
Let me ask you a question. I don't do this. This is the most unprofessional thing.
Right.
With the testimonial that you so diligently put in there, are they telling you to do that? Are they telling you to do that? Because I'm giving them a testimonial. I know that I've been to their website. I know they're a fine company. I think they do a great job. I think
that'll suffice as well.
I do too.
Yeah.
Very good.
Either work.
Thank you.
Can I now
do everything everybody tells you to
do? Can I now show you the back of my head? I've been waiting for this.
Oh, yeah. Oscar's
your
head.
Hair? All right, then we'll get Rob's booze list. Let me see the back of your hair. Oscar, I thought we were going to do that tomorrow, talk about your haircut.
No, this can't be seen by others.
This is when I'm late in the show.
We can do booze tomorrow. It's not a big deal.
But I'd rather do the hair tomorrow. That's what I want to do.
I'm getting this fixed today.
He has to have it correct.
Yeah,
take your headphones off first. Take your
context. I cut my own hair. Right.
Okay.
All right.
You're hijacking the segment. Yes. Go ahead. But if he's getting it fixed, we have to see it today.
Yeah, we got to see it
today. We do. Yeah.
All right. So he cut his own hair. The front. Let me look at the front first. It looks good. Well, now he's showing me. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What did you do? For those who are enjoying this podcast in the audio form, let me explain. If you were to take a bottle of ketchup and pour it along the top of a wall and let it drip at different levels at different
times,
that's what it looks like.
So
that is heinous. So you took the clippers to your skull in the back, and what did you do it with a mirror?
I decided to try to fade my own neck.
You can't do that.
Everything was fine until you tried to put an even line on the back of your skull.
Yes.
Let me see that again, please.
Yeah, please.
Please turn around and let me see this. Look at the back of his. Look at that. Somebody. Shannon Rorschach. Was not available for you to assist with
she
that
was
at all?
She was not. And, wow.
It's like a Rorschach test. When I see that, I see my parents fighting.
And I said, it's not that. But she walked in as I was wrapping up. She goes, what the F did you do? And I said, oh, I wasn't going to wait for you. I just did it. And
did you use a mirror, like a dual mirror thing, or did you just sort of feel it? What was your methodology?
I had good, like, I could feel for where my neckline was.
Sure.
And with the clippers, I was just like, oh, I'll just fade this up. I've seen this on YouTube plenty of times.
Sure.
And it did not work out, gentlemen. It did not work out.
You should do what I do, which is the dad. I've got the
What's
dad.
What's the dad?
Hi, Mr. O'Meara. Hi. Hi, Billy. Hi, Billy. Welcome. Hi. Welcome to the bank. Here's your bank loan. Yes,
sir. Bank.
Slide. Shellac down. Yes.
Here's your savings passbook from the bank.
The front is great.
Front is fine because you can see
fine.
It.
Yeah.
But the back, right. Oh, my God, what a travesty.
It has never been a better time to be balding. It really is a great day for me. I'm ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Look at that. That's all shellacked right there. That is solid as a rock. You go, oh, that's like cutting my finger on sawgrass.
Ow! What do you got Aquanet up there? What do you got going on?
I got crew. I put the crew goo.
Oh, nice.
I get out of the shower. I rub the crew goo into my hands. And wet air, I put it in.
Quality.
Then I comb it, and it locks down. Lockdown for the day. Can your booze list wait till tomorrow?
Absolutely. But I will tell you this. It's going to be a great guessing game. I want you to know that the state of Virginia, and this is a quote from the state, has been drinking at holiday levels during the quarantine.
God bless him. God bless him. By the way, I already have my drink picked out for a Friday night. Thank you, Mia. We will be back to the greatest.
Frozen.
You'll be witnessing the greatest drink in the history of drinks, the frozen margarita from Iguana Mia. It will be, and then I will be filled with sugar and salt on Saturday.
I, too, am switching it up. I will, for the first time ever, I will surprise you on Friday with a new beverage of choice.
Wow.
Oh, that's very, very exciting. Yes. I love these things. This is great.
I have to get to the store to get limes and Mexican Coke because I'm going back on the rum train.
Rum and
Coca-Cola.
Yes, sir. Hi, we're alcoholics. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. No time to
wallow in the Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Meara Show app.
Mike O'Meara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes. Yes.
Sweet.
Thank you.
I like when Darth Vader says, sure.
Sure. Yes. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. The day after tomorrow, it's more than just Dennis Quaid's motion picture about a global superstorm. It's also when the TMOS cocktail party returns to your thirsty ears. We were just talking about it.
Yes.
It's got us guys, yous guys, all the wives, the whole schmear. It's like a tornado of comedy. If you don't believe me, just ask Jack Hall. He's the climatologist portrayed by Dennis Quaid. Jack Hall was his
Jack
name.
Hall, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's the climatologist portrayed by Dennis Quaid in the 2004 action-adventure film The Day After Tomorrow.
News! Jack,
sorry, what? No, that's not what I wanted. Jack Hall.
Jack Hall.
My fingers slipped out.
Climatologist Jack Hall.
But wait, after the cocktail party, there's more. The TMOS bonus show. It's a hurricane of haha. We provide it as a free service, but after it streams, it hides behind that dreaded paywall, so make sure you tune in. 7 p.m. Eastern, the fun starts here, the day after tomorrow, the passport to the Asport with Jake Gyllenhaal, Amy Rossum, and Cela Ward. Rated PG-13 from 20th Century Fox and Lionsgate.
News!
News. Jack Hall!
Boo.
Jack Hall.
Jack Hall. All right, a lot of people are going a little wiggy during this time. I think the last 2 weeks have been the toughest, and Bryan Adams is no exception to that rule. The singer who I met at the Prince's Trust concert a million years ago, the Canadian singer.
Yeah.
He is very upset at the coronavirus for the massive disruption and destruction it has caused, but he's taking some heat for a rant on social media He didn't pull any punches. He posted a video of himself performing an acoustic rendition of Cuts Like a Knife, great song.
Good song.
And in the caption he said, quote, "Tonight was supposed to be the beginning of a tenancy of gigs at the Royal Albert Hall." Wow, that's a good gig right there. But thanks to some effing bat-eating, wet-mark, animal-selling, virus-making, greedy bastards, the whole world is now on hold. Not to mention the thousands that have suffered or died from this virus. My message to them, other than thanks an effing lot, is go vegan. To all the people missing out on our shows, I wish I could be there more than you know. Well, that drew a lot of backlash, with people calling it shocking, a shocking racist outburst. Although I don't think he mentions anything Asian, but that's where the wet markets are, in Wuhan. Brian later posted another video of Into the Fire, and in the caption he apologized to anyone who was offended, but said he was serious about animal cruelty, and nothing definitive, like everything with this coronavirus, believe it or not, still not 1,000% sure that that's where the virus originated. Nobody knows yet exactly where it came from. Lots of speculation on that, so who knows? On another related note with Corona, Tony Shalhoub appeared in the first episode of Peacock's at-home variety show, and he reprised his role as the germaphobe Monk from the show Monk. I am a massive Tony
Good
Shalhoub
fan. Good plotline for him would be Monk in this current climate. It would be great.
Oh, absolutely. At the end, he broke character, talked about how he and his wife were diagnosed with COVID-19 in real life last month and have since recovered. Isn't it interesting you get actors like Tony Shalhoub, who's not as big a deal as Tom Hanks, but like the nanosecond Tom Hanks got this diagnosis, he
everybody.
Was immediately on the phone with his publicist.
Oh, my God. And Tony Shalhoub, he was going to develop the Hankzine. What happened to Tom?
Tony Shalhoub, you don't hear about it until a month later.
Right.
He said, "I hope you're all being careful. We really are all Monk now. Last month, my wife Brooke and I came down with the virus, and it was pretty rough for a few weeks, but we realized that so many other people have and had it a lot worse. Stay safe and stay sane." I just think any celebrity of that level that's been on national television for as long as he has could have splayed that all over
social media when
that
happened. I would love to see any of his characters dealing with COVID. I'd like to see him on Wings with COVID. I'd like to see him on Maisel with COVID.
Wings.
I think all of these characters would be great.
It's great. I'm such a fan of that guy.
Great guy.
Major League Baseball's team owners approved a plan this week to start the season on 4th of July weekend. But will the players get on board? Now, here's a guy that I don't begrudge this guy at all, because he's thinking. Washington Nationals pitcher Sean Doolittle posted a long list of concerns on Twitter. He said he wants to get back out there, but if there's no vaccine, he'd like to make sure it's safe for everyone. Here are 5 questions he wants answered. This is great, because you know that they are not obsessing over this in general managers' offices around MLB. They're not. Here's the first question. Are there enough tests? Think about all the people involved.
Valid.
Even without fans, you got the players, coaches, umpires, camera crews, security guards, grounds crew, and more. Will they all be tested every day? Is that even possible? And is it ethical when so many other people still can't get tested? Legitimate. I love.
Yeah, valid.
I just love it when he's breaking that mold of the dumb jock and coming out and really asking some questions. Number 2, we still don't know the long-term health effects of the virus and what they could do to an athlete's career. He cited studies that show even with mild cases, things like lung scarring, blood clots, strokes, liver damage, and fertility issues are possible. This is a guy that did a dive. Number 3, easier to catch the virus in confined spaces. So will they modify dugouts and locker rooms to make them safer? Number 4, what if there's a second wave in a few months? Would they cut the season short? Number 5, if someone tests positive, what's the protocol? Would they just have to shut it all down again? And what about players or coaches with pre-existing conditions? So if nobody's thinking about these things, Sean Doolittle of your Washington Nationals is. And I give him mad props for that. I think that's
really
valid.
And also, if they cut the season short, don't the Nationals get to be champions for another year?
There you go. That's a wonderful way of looking at it.
Yeah.
I like that. Now some quick hits. A fashion designer in Italy has designed a trikini That is a bikini with a matching face mask.
Trikini.
Trikini.
Get Trikini's
here. Thank you. Maskne, or acne you get from wearing a face mask, is apparently affecting a lot of people. Dermatologists say you can prevent it by regularly washing your mask and washing your face before and after you wear one. An artist has designed a face mask that has a small hole for a straw. Nice idea, but the hole kind of defeats the purpose of the mask. This is the 15th anniversary of the viral Leroy Jenkins World of Warcraft video, and people are using it as a metaphor for how we're rushing the reopening process. There's been a surge in demand for crime scene cleaners from retail stores that want the most hardcore disinfecting possible. New Jersey state parks are open, but their bathrooms aren't, so the state park police have been finding, quote, an inordinate amount of pee-filled water bottles and piles of human poo. Mexico has created a new sanitizing tunnel on the U.S. border. It's kind of like an inflatable human car wash that people can stand in to get clean before they cross into the country. There you go. So that's it. And now I give you a little something.
Please.
This is a 37-year-old guy. His name was Thomas Bouchard. He's from Skowhegan, Maine. That's one of the maniest towns in Maine.
God,
Skowhegan.
God.
He did the following things on Mother's Day, none of which I'd imagine his mom was on board with. Number one, he did a bunch of drugs. Number two, he stripped naked. Number three, he stole his mom's car. Not stole. He stole his
mom's car. Maybe he stole it.
He stole it, yeah. Number four, he got into a high-speed police chase that ended when he jumped out of the moving car in a church parking lot. Then he ran into the church naked while it was hosting a drive-up service at the time. Then he was arrested inside the church after he got into a fight with the cops. Bouchard told police, I was bored out of my mind, cooped up all day with my nagging mother. You'd snap your cap, too, if you had to hear that sea hag champing at you morning, noon, and night. By golly, I'd rather spend my night in the county lockup than eat her crappy cooking for one more hour. Just because I'm almost 40 and still living in my childhood bedroom doesn't mean I got to listen to that bitch on wheels run me into the ground every chance she gets. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you very much. That's it. We got to take a break.
Go on.
My God, 37 years old. I'm living in my mother's house. I just snapped my cap, took some crystal meth.
Well, that's all.
You would too, for God's sake. Nothing to do up here. Man, once the ice melts, it's mud for 3 months, for Christ's sake. That's what we do. My goddamn mother. Chep. Get a job. Get off the couch. Stop playing your video games. What good are you? You know, okay. How about I take as many drugs as I have in my little nightstand by my single bed that I have in my bedroom when I was a child? Then I'll run down to the church and take my pants off and show Pastor McMullen my willy. Oh. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out.
Thank you very much. And now it's time for a commercial for the TMOS Shopping Center, written by Rob Spiewak. Get ready for prepared comedy.
Why are you doing this to me?
Coronavirus update. A Virginia restaurant plans on reopening with mannequins seated at the empty tables required for social distancing. They say it will make the dining room less awkward. However, waiters say they're going to miss having customers with nipples.
You know that is my, that's the Inn at Little Washington.
Oh, is it really?
They're putting mannequins at the tables in period dress.
Oh, I bet they'll all have makeup. Donald Trump's lawyer had requested temporary residential immunity. I'm sorry. Donald Trump's lawyer had requested temporary presidential immunity for his client, which explains why Trump is still not wearing a mask. Also because he's a big stupid idiot. And in these changing times, bigamy is no longer a felony in Utah.
True.
State government determined that having multiple wives is already punishment enough. There you go. Luckily, the TMOS Shopping Center gives you immunity from leaving your house. Get things from Target and Walmart safely from home. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com and the banner's right there. Click it like you mean it. I did it when I was looking for clippers that are sold out. Anyway, just make sure that you access through our banner, the TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home and help us out. Plus, now we'll finally know if mannequins are better tippers than radio executives and how they measure up intellectually. And we can build things together. Standing strong forever. Nothing's going to stop us now. And we can build it together.
That's from the movie Mannequin. Yeah,
I know.
Stop us now. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. Rob Spiewak.
By the way, I am over my fear of wax museums, but I'm not eating in a room with mannequins. Done.
It's a little weird.
Yeah,
a little weird. Yeah.
So let's cleanse the palate with a quarantine. Mike, you like Led Zeppelin, right?
I love Led Zeppelin.
Whole lot of gloves.
Keep your distance in every instant.
Just like we planned.
All right.
A mannequin played that.
Boo.
Dateline, Fort Myers, Florida. Because the TikTok challenge entitled The Bass Pro Challenge is back, Mike. And a man was arrested for filming himself jumping into the huge fish tank at Bass Pro Shops.
The fish tank at Bass Pro Shops?
You know the big one in Fort
Myers? That's at Gulf Coast. That's right up the road. That's the one I go to. I know the fish tank they're talking about. Oh, my God.
You jump in, you film it, you put it on TikTok. And you know what? There's the thing with kids nowadays. You can do anything and attach the word challenge, and it automatically becomes something.
What a crazy guy.
Oh, my God.
He did a nice dive, but... He's a daredevil for sure. I'm sure the water is good for the fish. I'm not sure how good it is for the person diving in.
It'd be fun. I think it'd be fun, but it's not really worth it to like get in trouble.
I've seen it on TikTok. That's it. So
yeah,
it's kind of funny.
It's probably just something that they want to take and be part of because it's a movement that's going on. I wouldn't do it.
It's a huge tank. I couldn't believe the size
of it. It's a massive tank. It's a fabulous tank. They have full-size tarpon in there. They got redfish. They've got gar in there. Michael loves going back there. It's right in the center of the Bass Pro Shops. We've seen
Don't jump in.
The tank?
I bought a lot of jelly worms there. Oh. Yeah. It's a full-fledged tank, and then a waterfall, and then they've got actually, outside of the tank, they've got an area where there's a little stream through. It's massive.
Oh, wow.
It's massive. Yeah. And they've got an elevator that goes up to the top, and then I think up top you could actually dive
that's
in.
That's where that guy jumped in.
Yeah, and anyway, he was arrested, so that's what's going on in Fort Myers. This viral comedy video I really liked was on YouTube. It's titled The Worst People in Quarantine. It's from a comic named John Four. I just like this discussion.
Hey, John, what's cracking?
Nothing. How are you holding up in quarantine?
I feel like I'm having the hardest time with this.
No, I feel like I'm in jail, but specifically the jail at the end of
the Wolf of Wall Street, where you can do whatever you want. Yes, exactly. Every day is just like delivery, delivery. If this continues, I'm going to have to start tipping these guys.
Ugh, I feel that. I had to bake scones twice this week like some Keebler elf or Nelson Mandela.
Totally. I haven't had a haircut in like a month. Look like Oscar Isaacs, when I really want to go back to looking like a hotter Daniel Tosh.
Me too. Things are not the same.
I really feel affected by this. My brother's friend's parents' son, Scoutmaster, has it.
So look in a mirror, folks.
Don't be that person. That is so... Is that not so perfect for what we're all about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the hardship. Oh, yeah, come on.
Meanwhile, Katy Perry, the woman that color television was invented for, announced her new album, but she did it in a great way. She did it with Alexa.
Alexa, when does KP5 drop?
Katy asked me to let you know that her new album will be released on August 14th. Make sure to follow Katy Perry on Amazon Music for more.
Isn't that great? I thought that was clever. Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. You like Katy. She's one of your ladies,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, I like
Katy Perry. That's a Rob. The lady naughty, that color naughty. TV was invented for.
You know what?
You she made little me put horn up with Luke, dog, getting your little horny message in there.
She made me put up with Luke Bryan on American Idol for a while. I mean,
really?
She's worth watching. Daniel Radcliffe, I don't know. He's like 70 now, but he played Harry Potter when he's little. And I think there are people that have these Harry Potter fantasies. So he read what he called his thirstiest tweets, which are dirty tweets he gets from people that fantasize about Harry Potter. He has
now,
so much fun with
this. If you're talking about people fantasizing about Harry Potter, isn't that pedo-pedo a little bit?
No, because he's older now.
They're writing into him as an adult.
They're writing into him as an adult. Yes. Not, well, they're fantasizing about Harry Potter as a kid. That's bad.
But I think this is they know him from Harry Potter, but this is modern day stuff, and he's older
now. Gotcha.
And if you listen carefully, you can actually, these are the ones I can play. Some are too dirty to play. You can hear his girlfriend laughing in the background at the silliness of it all. I love the fact that he's having so much fun with this.
I believe in magic, and that magic is Daniel Radcliffe's abs. That's very kind. If you can hear someone else laughing at this, that is my girlfriend. Daniel Radcliffe with a beard is my kink. Well, lucky you. This is a real boon for you, Ben. This one just says, Daniel Radcliffe, I would totally let him slither in. That's a classic Harry Potter-based sexual thing. I wish Daniel Radcliffe would send me nudes so I could screen print them on a Snuggie. That has both a filthiness to it and an innocence. My girlfriend has said she would take that Snuggie, so she agrees with you, person on the end. Thank you all for your interest. This has been fascinating.
Fascinating. I think he's very funny.
Hey, did Daniel Radcliffe play the villain in Sin City? Was he the weird guy with the round glasses in Sin City?
Let me double check that.
I'm just curious if that was him.
And we were, Oscar, we'll close with this, but you can verify this. Before Mike came online today, we were discussing the likelihood of Ponyboy having 7 or 8 really realistic sex dolls at his house. And so we were just wondering if that was the case, which kind of brings me to this tape. There has been a new revelation in the manufacturing of sex dolls. So if you're into that, you're going to like this news story.
There's a sex doll company that's now making a realistic sex doll that actually makes breathing noises. And actually, there's a deluxe model that afterwards says, you're done already?
Matt Bloom could not be reached for comment. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Be safe.
Not Daniel Radcliffe. Ethan Rourke.
Apparently. Ethan Rourke was the
okay.
You a fan of that movie, Oscar, Sin City?
Fantastic. Jessica Alba?
Great movie. Oh, my God.
That's what we call Leesburg.
Yeah. What? Sin City?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Not.
Not really.
Anyway, we got to get out of here. Don't forget, it's our cocktail party. Again, we're going to do it. All the wives are going to be coming along, too. And we're going to get Shannon a little extra tipsy this particular Friday. You want to say goodbye, Michael? Come here. Come on over here. A Marine just came in, ladies and gentlemen. There's my Marine to close the show.
Still in his uniform.
Aww.
Bye.
Say for Oscar Santana.
For Oscar Santana.
And Rob Spiewak.
And Rob Spiewak.
This is Michael William O'Mara.
This is Michael William O'Mara.
With my signature sign-off.
With my signature sign-off.
Which is?
Which is?
Goodbye.
Duties.
So long, everybody.
Well done.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao.
Bye.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I need TV for my bunghole.
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life.
Don't tell me you're infertile. I ain't falling for that again.
All I require from you is your bank account details and sort code, and we can wire you their monies directly.